The nearly 5,000 people who downloaded the film Dallas Buyers Club without permission should be feeling a little more relaxed this afternoon. The federal court has refused an application from the makers of the movie for access to the personal details of people it claims downloaded the film without permission. The decision is a huge win for a group of internet service providers, including iiNet, which fought the application. It means their customers won't be receiving letters demanding payment for the downloads. For now, Will Ockenden was in court and he joins me now. Will, this was a very surprising decision. No one, including the lawyers for the Dallas Buyers Club, were expecting it. Take us through what the federal court did decide.
This is a story that has more twists and turns than a Hollywood thriller. And as you say, with this case, no one saw the ending coming. You might remember, it goes back months. And several months ago, the federal court decided that we would order a group of ISPs to hand over the details of 4,726 customers. They were accused of downloading the film without permission. Filmmakers wanted the customer details so they could send those people a letter demanding damages. Now, the federal court had no problem with that, but it was concerned about the practice known as speculative invoicing. That's where people get demands for large payments for the downloading or face being sued. So the court wanted Dallas Buyers Club to provide it with a copy of a letter and a script of the telephone calls or that were going to be sent to those downloaders. It ended up asking things, people like salary and how many other films they've downloaded, but it appears that the Dallas Buyers Club were asking for way more than the court was comfortable.
So what were the judge's reasons for this decision?
A lot of the speculative invoicing that takes place in America already, but in Australia, our damages regime is somewhat different and actually only generally applies to any actual losses. So when the Dallas Buyers Club were asking for things like a license fee, that was a thing because they said, oh, well, some of the customers might have also uploaded the film as well as downloading it. So they wanted a fee for distribution. That was too much for the court. The Dallas Buyers Club also wanted to ask for extra money depending on how many copies of other copyrighted works had been downloaded by each infringer. And the court wasn't buying that either. As I mentioned, it's got no problems with some damages being paid, but in the court's mind at least, there was a certain amount of overreach.
And so did the court ask the company to put up a bond?
Yeah, so for the next step on this, I guess now that the judgment's out, it's not really the end of the matter. The people who have downloaded the film aren't entirely off the hook yet. Justice Parham says he may still give Dallas Buyers Club access to the customer details, but Dallas Buyers Club has to agree to some conditions that he wants to impose. That includes only asking for the cost of buying the film as part of the damages, and also a fair amount of costs for the application process. And as you say, the bond, because Dallas Buyers Club isn't based in Australia, the court wants a $600,000 bond, so they can't just get the customer details and then send out the letter that they want anyway, because you've got limits of contempt of court proceedings here as well, because it's an overseas company. So all in all, it's significantly less money than what Dallas Buyers Club was asking for, and it does really damage the economic case for this type of action. So the court's decision this morning will really have probably likely killed the idea of speculative invoicing in Australia.
All right, Will Ockenden, thank you very much.